Good morning and welcome to our podcast. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons. Joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is a Senior Associate in the Residential Conveyancing Team here at Sintons. And our podcast is episode 19. We can't believe we're on episode 19 already of our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. And today Suzanne is going to give you five top tips for the conveyancing process. The podcast will last probably about 10 minutes or so as usual. So without any further ado, straight over to Suzanne. Suzanne, good morning and over to you. I'm looking forward to this one.
Good morning, David. Thank you. So if you're considering selling or purchasing a property, an understanding of the process and knowledge about what you'll need to provide will help things move smoothly. So here are my top five tips for conveyancing. Number one, be ready to provide your ID documents to your conveyancer. You will need to provide documents to prove who you are and where you currently live. If you live locally to your solicitor, you might be able to pop into their office with your passport or driving license and a utility bill or bank statement which is dated within the last 3 months so that the firm can take copies of your documents for their file. Alternatively, your solicitor may accept certified copies of your ID documents, which would mean that you would need to take your documents to either another firm of solicitors or to the post office and ask them to make certified copies of your documents to confirm that they are true copies of the originals. Another alternative way to verify your ID is that some firms use apps, which you can use to upload and verify your documents. These apps come with a charge of approximately £15 plus VAT per person. The sooner you can provide your identity documents, the better, as until this has been done, your solicitor can't start working on your file. Number two, if you're selling a property, have any relevant documents ready. So if you've had any works carried out to the property, such as a loft conversion or an extension, make sure you have copies of your planning permission, building regulation completion certificate, and any covenant consent for the works ready to give to your solicitor. If you've had double glazing installed, you should have a fences certificate for the works. If you've had a boiler installed, you should have a gas safe certificate for the works. If you can provide these documents early on in the process, this should help reduce the number of inquiries which your buyer solicitors need to raise and therefore streamline the process. Number three, if you're purchasing a property, be ready to provide evidence to show where your monies for the purchase are coming from. One of the main requirements for your solicitor will be to establish how the purchase is being funded and obtain evidence to show where all the balance money is coming from. This can be bank statements to show funds accruing in your account over the last few months, evidence of premium bonds or investments, or monies obtained from a probate estate. Your solicitor will need proof from official sources, so bank statements, not screenshots, to show where the funds are currently held. It may be that you're getting the funds as a gift from a family member. If this is the case, let your solicitor know about the gift straight away, as your solicitor will need to contact the person giving you the gift and ask them for their identification documents, as well as bank statements, so that they can check where the gift monies are coming from. Your solicitor will also need to write to the person giving you the gift to explain the legal implications of the gift and may need to get approval of the gift from any mortgage lender to make sure that the lender's aware and happy to proceed on that basis. Number four, return documents and forms as quickly as you can. You'll find that, unfortunately, the conveyancing process comes with a lot of paperwork and documents for you to sign and complete. The quicker you can complete any necessary paperwork and get these back to your conveyancer, the quicker your conveyancer can proceed to the next stage of the process. It also means that if any errors are made, these can be identified and rectified straight away. And finally, number five, ask questions and carry out your own investigations in good time. So if you have any concerns or things you're not sure about, the sooner you raise these with your conveyancer and get them resolved, the better. If you're purchasing a property, we would always recommend that you have a survey carried out, as your conveyancer cannot physically inspect the property. And if you do have a survey, send a copy of the report to your conveyancer, as there may be legal issues revealed in the survey that need to be raised. Hopefully, if you can follow these tips, they will help ensure that your transaction runs as smoothly as possible. A conveyancing transaction can only move as quickly as the slowest person in the chain, and chains are often the reason why a sale and purchase can take longer than expected. As long as you do your part, then hopefully everyone else involved will do the same. It's always best if you enter into a conveyancing transaction with realistic expectations. Even if there's no chain involved with your sale or purchase, there is still a legal process that has to be undertaken, and this takes time. The average transaction takes between 6 to 8 weeks, And if you're selling or buying a lease or property, this can be longer. I really hope that those tips can help. I'm going to pass you back to David now.
Thanks very much, Suzanne. Enjoyed that one as always. Very quickly for me, we continue to work hard to produce, release and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. You can also follow the team on Twitter at SintonsConveyor1. If you'd like to discuss anything Suzanne's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Telephone number 019-1226-7878 or via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Episode 20 will be with you in about a month to 6 weeks' time. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank you.